Please be seated. Good morning to you all, Mr. Secretary General, Madam Minister, Her Excellency Gunilla Carlsson, Minister for International Development Cooperation of Sweden, Under Secretary General, distinguished ambassadors, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Before we proceed to the special high-level meeting of the Council with the Bretton Woods institutions, the World Trade Organization, and UNCTAD, it is my great pleasure and honor to welcome you all to this historic moment of the inauguration of the newly renovated Economic and Social Council Chamber. I welcome His Excellency Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Her Excellency Gunilla Carlsson, the Minister of International Development Cooperation of Sweden. Today marks an historic event as we open the doors of the renovated Chamber of the Economic and Social Council. It is fitting that the Council has a newly renovated chamber. Today's inauguration comes at an important juncture in the Council's history as we debate the best and most appropriate means for strengthening this Council. The renovations represent the focus of ECOSOC to continually reinvent itself, to keep up with the demands of its mandate. They are consistent with the spirit of change and growth, of rejuvenation and renewal that guides the current process of strengthening ECOSOC. Many crucial debates have occurred in this chamber on some of the world's most challenging development issues, impacting important norms and decisions on development. The chamber has also borne witness to the remarkable outcomes achieved when the international community comes together in solidarity. When the United Nations headquarters were first constructed, the Economic and Social Council Chamber was a gift from Sweden, conceived by the Swedish architect Sven Markelius, who was part of the team of 11 international architects who designed UN headquarters. Swedish pine wood was used around the area for delegates and for the railings and doors. A special feature of the chamber was the exposed pipes and ducts in the ceiling above the public gallery, the so-called, quote, unfinished, quote, ceiling, seen as a symbolic reminder that the economic and social work of the United Nations is never finished. This is a telling reminder. Indeed, as long as poverty and hunger, exclusion and despair exist in our world, our work will remain unfinished. In advancing development, we must not allow ourselves to be limited by any ceiling, whether it be glass, wood, or steel, or whether it be the limits we place in our own ingenuity. Let there be no barrier limiting the heights to which we must soar. Thank you very much. Now it is my pleasure to introduce you, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon.
Your Excellency, Ambassador Nestor Osorio, President of the Economic and Social Council, Her Excellency Gunilla Carlsson, Minister for International Development Cooperation of Sweden, Your Excellencies, I recognize the presence of His Excellency Prime Minister of Fiji, a chairperson of G77 and China, and many distinguished ministers who have taken time to participate in this ceremony. And I thank you very much. And Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here for this inauguration. More than 60 years after your predecessors first took their seats, we reopen ECOSOC. We carry forward their spirit to advance development. And we do this in a more green space so the United Nations can practice the sustainability that we advocate. Today's ceremony is one in a series of steps on our way back to headquarters. The first, the secretariat was completed. Then last week, we inaugurated the Security Council chamber. Work on the General Assembly starts next month. This new ECOSOC chamber invites us to take a fresh look around. The structure is the same as it was in 1952. Back then, this room was considered stunningly modern. The great Swedish architect who designed the ECOSOC chamber, Mr. Sven Markelius, created a beautiful room. But he deliberately included a floor. He left a part of the ceiling unfinished. You will see that part, ceiling, is not finished. Then why? This is his reminder that the work of ECOSOC will never be finished, and the development may never be finished. I hope someday we can complete our mandate and close that part of the ceiling. We managed with the UN Trusteeship Council right next door, but I imagine we will be open for business for a long, long time. Back in 1952, when the United Nations moved into this headquarters, Secretary General Trygve Lie told the delegates to make most of the building to deal with, I quote, the immense difficulties that confront you, political, social, and economic, unquote. Of course, the difficulties remain immense today. New challenges have emerged that we never could have imagined more than a half a century ago. But we can take heart from many advances. I'm encouraged that your first meeting in this renovated chamber is with UNCTAD, the World Trade Organization, and the Bretton Woods institutions. I deeply value this collaboration. I have just returned from a two-day trip to Washington, D.C. for the World Bank's spring session of finance ministers. Our global partnership can advance progress on poverty, disease, environmental degradation, and the many other problems on ECOSOC agenda. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I thank the member states for your patience during our move and for your support. I extend a special gratitude to Minister Carlson and the government of Sweden for giving us this wonderful room. Sweden originally sponsored the decorations here in 1952. Then in 1995, when ECOSOC doubled its membership, Sweden provided for the renovation. Now again, Sweden has supported the upkeep on this remarkable chamber. But more than supplying resources, Sweden has given enormous political support to the work of ECOSOC and global development worldwide. This carries on the great tradition of the Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld, who firmly believed that economic and social concerns were as important, if not more important, than political issues. He said, I quote, "While the Security Council exists primarily for settling conflicts which have arisen, the Economic and Social Council exists primarily to eliminate the causes of the conflict," unquote. This reflects Dag Hammarskjöld's philosophy of solidarity. I share this conviction. Let us use this room for dynamic actions that will have an impact far beyond its walls to help suffering people. Together we can make our world more just and equitable, and that will make it more peaceful. I thank you very much.
I thank the Secretary General for his statement, and thank him for taking the time to be with us today. Now it is my pleasure to invite Her Excellency Gunilla Carlsson, Minister for International Development Cooperation of Sweden, to make a statement on this very special occasion for us and for Sweden as well.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first, let me thank the Secretary General for his kind remarks. Ever since becoming a member in 1946, active involvement in the United Nations as the core of effective multilateralism has been a cornerstone of Sweden's foreign policy. You're all aware of Sweden's long-standing support for and various contributions to the United Nations in the areas of international peace and security, peacekeeping, development, and human rights. But today, let me focus on a perhaps less familiar aspect of Sweden's contribution to the United Nations. For many, Dag Hammarskjöld symbolizes Sweden's commitment for the United Nations. He is, of course, appreciated mainly for his dedicated work for the United Nations, for international peace and security, development and human rights. But he also took a personal interest in the interior design and art in the United Nations headquarters here in New York. He was keenly interested in the embellishment of this chamber, designed by Swedish architect Sven Markelius and originally decorated with a curtain by Swedish artist Marianne Richter. The open and unfinished ceiling at the back, as was said before, has made the chamber famous, not only because of its uniqueness, but also because it has become a symbol of the ongoing work of the United Nations, which is never finished. The chamber's interior design and embellishment were largely presented as a national gift from Sweden to the United Nations. Together with the Dag Hammarskjöld Mediation Room and other Swedish works of art, here in the United Nations headquarters, the chamber represents Swedish art and design of the 1950s. And today, almost 60 years to the day after Dag Hammarskjöld took office as the second Secretary General of the United Nations on the 10th of April, 1953, it is a great honor for me to take part in the reopening of the renovated ECOSOC chamber. I'm pleased to see that the chamber has been so carefully renovated to respect its original interior design. It is also my great pleasure to present to the United Nations and to you, Mr. Secretary General, the new curtain, Dialogos, by the Swedish artist Ms. Anne Edholm, present with us here today. What could be more suitable in this chamber than a work of art that symbolizes the close ongoing dialogue between the member states of the United Nations to reach outcomes acceptable to everyone. In her work of art, Anne Edholm relates to both Markelius and Richter as a mere point of reference. In this way, Swedish art of today is in dialogue with Swedish art and design of the 1950s in this chamber, devoted to the ongoing work for peace and development. I would like to thank Anne Edholm for her beautiful work of art. But may I also tell you my own interpretation and feeling about this piece of art? And I think each and everyone should have your own image about what it is about. To me, my interpretation, and I think we could have many, many interpretations, it is that the poor people of the world, the white ones, that are so many, that they now will have a voice and to reach up and out and to be heard, because they see themselves as aspirational of today. But they are poor, they are marginalized and oppressed, and we have to listen to them better and to hear their voice here in this chamber and to be held accountable if we don't serve their interests. The time has come for that now. I would like to thank the Secretary General and the Secretariat, the National Public Art Council of Sweden, the Swedish Natural Heritage Board, and all others involved in this good process. I thank you so much. And may I hand over to you three gentlemen, Mr. Secretary General, Mr. President, and my friend Jan, a copy about this art and the project. I thank you so much for your intention.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister, for this speech. And here we have now a place to work intensively. So this concludes the special ceremony marking the inauguration of the renovated Economic and Social Council Chamber. And I thank you all for your participation. And in 1 minute, we proceed to our formal meeting. Thank you very much. Yes. 1 second. We still have a ribbon cutting here. Don't move.